Thank you for downloading another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast. This is the second part of our conversation with Max McCall, recorded June 11th, 2017. Please listen and enjoy. Thank you. Bye.
Check, check, check,
check,
check,
check, check, check.
Very harmonized.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my name down, flip it, and reverse it.
And we're back. This is what's the name of this podcast?
It's the Pedestrian Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
this is the Pedestrian Podcast with your host, Max McCall. and us very special guest, Christian Hector.
That's right. We get to call ourselves special guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get to call yourselves whatever you want, I think.
Well, that's the thing. We had Shreether on the episode once, and he basically said he was a very special guest. And we told him no.
We get to decide what type of guest you are.
You do not decide what kind of guest. We decide.
What kind of guest am I?
You're a very special guest.
You're a very special guest. Jeez. A very important guest.
Yes, a very important guest.
A vig. That's a term. A vig is like it's something in grifting, right? Or like a...
I swear I've heard it before, yeah. But I don't know what
What's
it is.
The vig? What's the vig? I feel like that's a...
It sounds to me like a unit of measure. Like
yeah.
Three vigs, like three vigs across by like four
when,
vigs wide.
When Hector says that he does a thing with his shoulders that I really
What's
like.
What's a vig?
Like
it, yeah, exactly.
I guess gangster shoulders is what I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You're a master of observation.
I've been making you uncomfortable about your body language for years now.
My mom was just in town, and my sister, who's lately been slouching a lot, was pointing out the fact that she's slouching. And she's like, well, but look at your brother. He's fine. And that immediately made me sit up straighter.
Yeah. But
not because she was like, oh, you should sit up straighter. It was because she was pointing out my sister's flaws where I all of a sudden was like, you know what? Yeah.
I liked how the moment that you started talking about it, both Max and I started standing up straighter.
Yeah. Oh my God. I wanted to get one of those things that you like stick to yourself and it vibrates when your posture gets bad.
My sister was talking about that thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? It like goes around your like
Christine. Christina was wearing one, and she was saying that she got rid of it because it was impossible for it to correct her. Like, she was just feeling it vibrate every 10 seconds, and it was doing nothing but annoying her.
I have one of these in my car now where it'll, like, vibrate if I'm changing, like, if I'm veering off the center of my lane.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
So my car is, like, partially, like, it's not quite self, it's partially autonomous. It will automatically steer me back into the center of the lane, and if that happens too often, a little, like, coffee symbol will come up. It's like, pull over to the side of the road and, like, get a little rest break.
Whoa.
I know.
Get a little rest break, coffee symbol?
With a coffee symbol.
And is it cross-marketed with a particular coffee company?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the 2018 model, you know?
Oh, my God.
Have you had that happen to you, or you just know it's going to?
So what I did, I started driving it, and I wanted to test out the self-driving feature as much as possible, so I purposely veered it a few times, and then that's when I saw the coffee symbol. I was like,
whoa! This is why the machines are going to revolt.
Yeah.
Because we're testing them?
We're testing them, yeah.
Because
obviously we're not mature enough to handle shit on our own. I've been testing out this phrasing in conversation with people and just dropping it into... most of my good friends already agree with me about automatic cars and them being better. But it's fun, especially at work with people who maybe don't pay as much attention to it, to just be like... Yeah, it's literally unethical to allow human beings to continue to drive cars now. And I'll just drop that into conversations and see people's reactions. That was my favorite thing. So some people just don't even register it. And they're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, they don't register it? Like, they agree or they don't register as in,
it's
like...
It's unclear. The reaction is so small that I'm just like, well, maybe I'm not pushing a line here. Other people are like... But other people get offended by it. They're like, no, what are you talking about? And I'm like, all right.
I know. Yeah. It is unethical. It's like handling a firearm, not knowing how to handle a firearm.
Yeah.
But people complain about maybe there should be an age limit cutoff. Like once you get too old, you can't drive, you know? In some ways, all humans are terrible drivers.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting is it makes it might be unethical for humans to drive, but I think backseat driving becomes incredibly ethical in that moment because your car is driving and you get to like tell it to do whatever you want. Like, you're not responsible for the actual mechanics of it. Like, but you're like, you know what? Actually, I don't want to go to the fair. You know what? Like, watch down, slow down a little bit. You know what? You can actually speed a little bit. You know? I'll take responsibility. I'll take responsibility if you speed. It's not like you're going to go to jail.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
What if you go, oh, watch out?
The computer's like, what are you fucking talking about? I like the moment in this is maybe the only moment I like in the movie iRobot featuring Will Smith, but where like he gets on a motorcycle and everybody's like, you're insane driving your own vehicle. I'm like, that's the future I want to be in.
That's true, because that future, you stand out when you actually do it, when you're no longer using autonomous vehicles. Yeah. It's kind of like in what's it? Demolition Man? Mm-hmm. Is that the one where...
Probably.
Where Sylvester Stallone is like cryogenically frozen and comes back to fight Dennis Rodman. No.
No. Wait. Who is in that?
No. Always Bet on Black. That guy. You know who I'm talking about? Wesley Snipes.
Wesley
Snipes. It's like when he wanted to... when he wanted to wipe his own ass... After using the bathroom, right? And they're like, you don't know how to use the three shells or whatever like that?
Oh, yeah. There's like some weird thing in the bathroom and he doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
And they never explain it. That's great. That's a fantastic.
You don't know about... You know how to use the three shells?
Can you imagine a massive change in butt wiping technology? And children would just get used to it immediately.
Absolutely. They would be better at it than we would.
But the generation of people having to learn to re-wipe their butts, it would be the worst.
the era of self-wiping butts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then we complain about, this isn't what I fought in a war for against the robots, so that I can't wipe my own butt? Yeah.
Well, partway there with, like, the bidets, you know? Like, there's... like
Is a bidet... a modern invention or something that's always been around in some non...
It's always been around because I think toilet paper is fairly like recent and like before water was the way people would clean. And it's still the way people clean in a lot of cultures.
Yeah.
But wait, but a bidet though, like it shoots water at you. That feels like also a recent... I mean, the first I learned about bidet was in the movie Crocodile Dundee. Mm-hmm. but like, and that was in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So... you know, we had toilet paper and bidets then.
Bidets are at least a couple hundred years old because I went to the Breakers Mansion like when I was a little kid. We do these tours. Like, Rhode Island and, like, New England has all of these, like, mansions from, like, the great dynastic families that came over on the Mayflower and jazz. And so one of them was this – there was this mansion called the Breakers Mansion, and they give you a tour. And I think it was built at some point at least in the 19th century, if not – before, but I think definitely 19th century. And there were bidets there, and they were the original bidets that existed. And so I'm guessing, like, whatever pumping, because you just need
some sort of
pump
system. Drinking fountains?
Huh?
You pull a handle.
Yeah,
and it sprays you.
Exactly. They're more like drinking fountains.
Yeah, I feel like that's been around for at least 100 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and is that also a drinking fountain?
Your choice. Front
like
or back?
Back then, it was like.
Front or back, yeah.
I mean, like, to be honest, though, like, back then, maybe, like, that's the cleanest water you get.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Right? Like, that is good.
It's weird, though, that that's immediately gross to us because it's like, it's just a water fountain. It's not like you put the spigot up to your butt.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
All right, maybe I'm not there anymore.
I think it's in close proximity to...
It's just the room that it's in, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like some people, like, I have this where I don't want to take food into the restroom, or, like, if I have, like, a coffee cup or something else, I will leave it outside the restroom and then walk in.
Well, supposedly, like, when you flush the toilet, you, like, blow up the fecal matter in the air pretty significantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, every time you fart, there's, like, fecal matter that's...
going everywhere, yeah.
Floating everywhere.
Oh, what was... I just read something about this where they were... We're checking to see like how much farting in a lab was maybe fucking with their results, and they published a paper on it. And it was literally like, as long as you're not farting on the Petri dish, you can't really fuck anything up.
Yeah.
I think this is like very similar to the self-driving cars, where like robots don't fart. So like they already have an advantage in science. Like this is going to be their thing.
As opposed to a driver who farts.
Sort of the idea, like it'll be like, there's going to be a time where scientists are going to say, like, we don't do our own experiments. Like, it's going to be like that Will Smith moment in iRobot. Like, you're actually using
your own pipette. Oh my God, he's holding a pipette with his hands.
Exactly.
But don't you think at some, right, so like, there's going to be an effort to make robots more human, right? Like, there's going to be that moment where it's like, oh, it's too much of the uncanny. Well, I guess making them more human would be more.
Well, you're getting into that.
No, I think we want them less. Like, I think we want to have you, Hector, at your job, like, as John Henry against the rail laying machine, except it's a pipetting machine.
Yeah.
And it just comes in and it's got like 2 16 nozzle pipettes for hands.
Yeah. And here I am just bashing pipettes with a giant hammer.
Don't take this connected too far.
Where I'm just like splitting all these like pipettes. Yeah. But like I feel like there's gonna be moments where like people are gonna be like, oh, we put synthetic skin on this this robot hand, so it's like so that we feel more comfortable. But we're also gonna put like pheromones, but like we're gonna put smells and odors.
You're talking about sex robots because that's really
what I'm talking about.
That's where every conversation leads.
Where no longer will you get a hand job from like. A mechanical hand. Like, just bare steel.
It's just made of bike chains.
Oh, God.
That just reminded me of, like, Pan's Labyrinth and, like, the monsters that came out of that.
Oh, with the eyes?
With the eyes, yeah. Like, I feel like, bike chains, like, that's, like, the first robots that I think of. Like, oh, that's, like a Guillermo del Toro robot. Yeah. You
know? Wait, that they would put, oh, a bike chain is
bike
like
chain,
Guillermo
yeah. Bike
just that they're going to be made of something really uncomfortable looking and terrible.
Yeah. Here, let me make you feel better as they pat you on your head with their, like, knives and razor blades.
Yeah.
In the same vein as, like, a robot being humanoid in order to pipette effectively being ineffective.
Yeah.
Sorry, follow me down this path.
Oh, wait,
if you wanna have a sex robot, like what do you really want from a sex robot? Do you want it to be a human?
That you know everything's gonna be okay.
You want like literally you want a human surrogate as a robot to have sex with. It's not a It's like I don't, like is it the best thing to actively pleasure you, or does it have to? Do you want to feel like I can't tell the difference between this and a human being?
Yeah,
because I almost feel like if I can tell the difference, the more it looks like a human, the more upsetting it's gonna be for me.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, absolutely. Because you're like it's not. It's not really a person.
Oh, but come on. What's love? Is that real?
If it's with a robot, at this point in history, it's not love.
At this point in history.
Like, I mean, isn't everybody more creeped out by a real doll than just, like, a fake vagina?
Creeped out by a real doll.
Like, if you go over to a friend's place and he's got a real doll, you know what I'm talking about when I say a real doll?
No.
Like a hyper-realistic
rubber
woman.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like,
that's creepy.
That's very creepy, yeah.
But if you just happen to see his, like, fuck sleeve, like, on a shelf, he's gonna be like, oh, sorry, and you're gonna be like, well, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a thing people have.
Yeah, okay.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right. I think that goes into the uncanny valley thing, yeah.
Yeah. So then, in that sense, you actually don't want your sex robot to look like a human.
Right.
Yeah.
I think until it's almost indistinguishable or socially acceptable, you don't want it to
look
like
a human. You want it to
look
more like a sheep. Yeah, sure. I get it.
You just want something where you're like,
this is totally,
I go into a room, I'm alone, me and this thing spend a few minutes together, and I feel better.
Yes.
And there's nothing else exchanged.
Yes. Society is never going to accept the fact that this is a humanoid looking thing, so I decided that it's going to look like a farm animal.
Yes.
Yeah. Or just even like a Roomba. A Roomba. You know?
This is why they make a Westworld. This is why they're like, you know what? If they had a prequel of Westworld, it would show how like society's gone deranged because everyone's having sex with their Roombas.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you know, There is a need for this in the marketplace. Yeah. We need a Westworld.
Well, I think I could see iRobot expanding into that domain.
iRobot,
the company that makes Roombas, right, not iRobot.
Will Smith movie.
Yes.
Will Smith vehicle.
No. Yeah, I think. I mean, there's a. It's weird that there's like a whole massive business for these things that we don't talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you, everybody's watching porn. Lots of people are buying sex toys. Like,
much of virtual reality is probably going to be just filled with.
It's already porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's already VR porn stuff.
Yeah. That's like, it's sort of like the dirty secret of these industries. Like probably half of like what is of the revenue is the sex.
Even just in porn on the internet now, like a massive portion of it is point of view filmed from the dude holding the camera while he's having sex. Uh-huh. Right? Like, it's not much of a leap.
Yeah, I guess it's that point of like, what's the difference between like, say, like a television show and actually being like turning it into a video game? It's like we're getting into these sort of like next.
Well, thing. I like it when it's historically accurate, like
Rome,
like Caesar being murdered.
Well, that's the like historical recreation VR. The more high fidelity it gets, the more interesting that'll be.
Yeah. Oh man. But the thing is, like, but what is truth, right? Like, because like history, like, I mean, half of what Herodotus wrote is like, you know, we don't know. Like, that's probably all exaggeration made up. But like, is that truth? Is that the thing that we're gonna relive? Like, when they do VR of like, see the great battle of Waterloo, you know, like, we don't know. We were piecing it together from accounts, right? So what we're actually seeing is still a depiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because, like, almost all historical stuff is at least written on limited information.
Yeah.
It's never going to be all the information. And then there's, like, historical fiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, above, like, one notch above that is, like, this is mostly historical, but it's dramatized.
Yeah.
And then there's, then there's like good history and bad history, right? Yeah. And like, you can't tell the difference between whether you're reading good history or bad history unless you get through multiple sources.
Yeah. question for you. If you could put on the VR helmet and jump into a historical event, where would you go?
Man, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm going to learn a lot about VR in the next 10 years. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do like exciting or violent VR stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like, I play a lot of video games, but I've never been like a first person shooter guy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a Counter-Strike VR would just totally turn me off.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
To which I'm pretty sure I also don't want to go see the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In VR.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd rather watch like a real good movie about it.
Right. So like your VR is you put on your VR and you go to the Alamo Draft House
in the VR. Your VR is like being able to order some jalapeno poppers.
Oh man, we had jalapeno poppers at the Alamo Draft House. I would rather like use VR to like, I can walk around Shakespeare's London. You know, would be cool to see the places laid out.
Yeah.
I don't know what interacting in VR is gonna be like yet.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, you don't know. I mean, it'll just be like you're transported there. You're gonna have like tactile response, and there's gonna be audio and like visual response.
Well, I kind of buy into what Max is saying because I love it to be like a better version of Street View, but I don't necessarily want to interact with the people in that time period.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Like I want it. Like for instance, like the Chicago World's Fair. I'd love to like go in there and like see the white city, like see that one. But I don't know.
Like, come see our two-way mirror.
Where this person met, right?
Yeah. I would actually love to be in not to bring this up again, but like in the office where Trump and Comey were meeting privately. I would love to be there, either as Comey or as Trump or as a fly on the wall. That would be my VR experience.
Yeah, that's the the when you think about the interaction part, to me, it's like right now interacting with a character in a video game is pretty pathetic. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
the conversation trees are only good when they're really well acted.
Yeah.
And that's like such an expensive endeavor that most of the time it's like, yes, yes, click, 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 please just finish.
I have not even played a video game where like I have any of that. Like the last like level of like response is like maybe Zelda, like old Zelda for me. But like, yeah, but even now it's limited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't think VR is going to be any better at that kind of thing.
Yeah.
For quite a while.
But even with with artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's, I'm just saying we're not there yet.
Yeah. Well, I'd say even with it's not even a VR issue at that point. Like, have you ever been to Williamsburg or something where they have these like historical towns?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of
Brooklyn.
Yeah, the neighborhood one. In Brooklyn. That where neighborhood they have, in Brooklyn, exactly. All the original,
all the
hipsters,
all the original, yeah.
All the original hipsters, yeah.
Colonial Williamsburg, exactly. Colonial Virginia.
Thank you, Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia. It's like that in that environment. Like, there's some variation in the actors, right? And so, like, this is a problem with people as well. Like, where you might go and you might try to recreate some part of the world, but it's not uniform. Like, I could see people phoning that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up around medieval recreationists, but like that was really just people who liked the costuming and the food and the dancing and the fighting, like camping for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's not like anyone was trying to make it authentic in that regard. Like,
but were there were campaigns, right?
So there's battles, but it's always just like everybody shows up and the battle's gonna start at this time and 200 guys line up over there and 200 guys line up.
There's
there,
no like
and they
long,
all clash.
Long running like
there's no
intrigue where like people are like stabbing each other in the back.
Yeah, in this day of like alternate reality games and stuff like that, I'd be curious to know if it's gotten more that way. But when I was doing it in the 80s and early 90s, it was very much like the battles were a one-time event, and like people did it for the skill of the fight, not anything more.
Can I ask, in the recreations, do people choose to be, like, doesn't everyone want to be a knight, or like, are there people who choose to be like, I want to be?
People do like persona.
Okay,
there's a little bit of role playing to it, but I get the feeling it's
no one chooses to be like, I want to be the cobbler that. Cobble shoes.
Well, I mean, you know, people do crafts and stuff, so there are certainly people who are doing that kind of thing. Where
but just
like,
solely that? Because I know, like, you...
But
you
then anybody can go fight in the thing, too. Yeah. There's no feudal system. The king is decided by single combat every year in some tournament, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the king can be a queen. It depends on who wins.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That... See, if I put on the VR helmet, I would want to go, I think I would want to see what it's like to be like a normal person, you know? Yeah. Like,
wait, in our time period, a normal person?
Yeah.
Who wants to not have a PhD
for a day? Yeah, you know, and like just be able to be like socially normal, like, just interact with people and have
VR
a tactile.
VR can't give you that experience, Hector.
Where I can look at VR characters in the eyes and not like immediately feel uncomfortable and start sweating profusely.
Yeah, I think it's like it's fun for the idea of like experiencing and exploring static things or interactive things.
Mm-hmm.
The social thing is probably a whole other set of technologies
yeah.
that will be integrated into VR, but we don't really have them right now. VR that is networked will be interesting, but it's probably going to be just as bad as playing Call of Duty is now.
Yeah, where we're just like talking about teabagging one another.
Yeah.
Okay, so interacting with inanimate stuff, like, what would you like to interact with? Oh, you're talking
about
walking
down
the street.
Yeah, like exploring environment. Like, I would play VR Myst in a heartbeat.
Or like go spelunking. Are there caves in?
Yeah, I do caves. That'd be awesome.
Go to space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Or even just totally fantastic. Like, what if you were in a Dr. Seuss VR? You know, just walking around on that, on like the crazy staircases that go nowhere.
Oh my
and
god!
Stuff.
Yeah. That no. That's a bad trip. I would throw up.
Call those green eggs and ham.
What are the laws of physics in Dr. Seuss's reality? Do they follow the same?
Well, it's all static images, so.
Yeah, but people can die, right? Like, in Dr. Seuss?
I can't recall a Dr. Seuss death. Somebody made that ham, though.
Yeah, somebody did make that ham. Somebody and those green eggs.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what about the Sneetches, right? Didn't they, like, want
to
murder
each
other?
Go to war?
Yeah.
I seem to remember them just pontificating about how they were better than each other.
Yeah, yeah.
There's definitely theft because of the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's heart disease because his heart grew 3 times.
Which is not okay.
No, not okay.
Absolutely not.
That would be part of that Westworld universe, is Seussland. Yeah. The kids. There we go there. And they get to kill
all those characters.
Whoville characters.
Go nuts.
Oh my gosh. It turns into like some like demented, itchy, and scratchy type of world.
Yeah.
Oh, how much of that do you think is true? That like inside each kid is like there's like given, like if you told them like this, like you're gonna kill something, but it's not for real, they would do it, right? Or do you think they would have like, oh no, I don't want to kill this thing that's not real?
I think it probably varies a lot from person to person.
Yeah.
But it's not like we suddenly grow that hesitancy to harm another person when we reach some age of consent or maturity.
Well, because I feel like, I mean, like when I was a kid, I remember there were definitely kids where I'm like, a kid has bloodlust.
Yeah.
but they're probably adults now, and they're not, for the most part, murdering people.
Right.
They might be like aggressive assholes, but like I don't think they're going around murdering people. So like something's tempering that. So do you think it's like you have this like innate desire to just like, you know, stab something, but you're like, no, you know what? I know what the consequences are, so I will not do it. And
did you kill bugs?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
With abandon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, right. If you're a kid and you're like pulling off the legs of insects.
Ugh, that was never that bad. But right. I mean, I can recall being like, look, an ant. I'm going to stomp on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I never wanted to stomp on an ant. Even now, I'm like weird about killing insects.
Oh, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't do it anymore. But I did it as a child. Like, yeah. I definitely kill like any like spiders, definitely. And now I went to Pains a few days ago and there was a spider and like I was figuring out like it was on this table. I was figuring out, like, how do I take this and, like, move it outside? And it was just, like, refusing to, like, go on any of the sheets of paper.
Yeah.
Like, I have to walk all the way to the sheet of paper and I have to roll it. So I found a jar. Like, I got into the jar. I closed the jar and then I reopened it outside.
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you that spider just might have wanted to end it all right there?
It's my
or maybe the spider was like, this is squatter's rights. Like, I've been here for 10, according to my lifespan, 10 years.
So adverse possession rules apply. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, like, do you consider how, like, you know, like, how much you spent maybe, like, 15 minutes doing this?
It was quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, so how much, your time is worth money. Like, how much money do you think that was that it cost you spent saving the spider's life?
Well, I like how the premise here is like by not killing it, I saved its life. It's like the natural thing to do would be to kill it. Like, you saved its life by choosing not to kill.
Yeah,
this
by
spider,
choosing not to kill.
You
yeah.
saved its life.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe not save its life, but you made.
I spared its life.
I spared
its life, and it cost me 15 minutes of my time. Yeah,
and how much are you worth an hour, Chris? What I'm trying to get at is can I get a raise? but like, I mean, like, it's funny because, you know, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't have time to just, like, walk across the room to, like, turn on the light, so I'm just gonna sit here in the dark looking at my phone.
Yeah. I have to reset my Chromecast, like, every third time I use it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, but, like, I get on the couch, and I'm all set, and I turn it on, and it doesn't work, and I'm like, forget it.
Forget it. My time is worth more than trying to reset this.
So, I'll be honest, I did think about killing the spider after it got to be, like, a little too much effort.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, I've already committed this far. Like, it's already 7 minutes in.
Yeah.
Like, let me just see where this takes me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a similar thing with a wasp in my room yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was like hovering around the window trying to get out. It was clearly trying to get out. So like I opened it as much as I could to a crack to like get, but like all I needed to do was like go underneath, but it couldn't figure that out.
Yeah.
It couldn't figure out how to do it. And I was very frustrated at this wasp for being like, I am trying to help you and you are not helping yourself, you know? But I mean, what does that mean? It's not, it's like, why am I being upset about this? Like, why can't I?
Can I ask, Do you feel like you can confidently tell the difference between a wasp and a bee and a hornet?
No. No, I will say, you're right. I don't know if it was a wasp. It was one of those, didn't feel like a bee. It was like, it was weird. It was like, had a head and then like the longest thorax.
Oh, the needle attaching the body and the
yeah,
butt.
And then a big butt. What yeah. is that?
Is that a yellow jacket?
That's, I was inclined to say that too, mm-hmm. but again, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I definitely had a wasp's nest outside my room several years back, and that was terrifying because I had mm-hmm. so many wasps. You're right, this didn't look like a wasp, but it probably was some yellowy kind of, mm-hmm. you know, stingy thing.
I don't understand the differences and...
Yeah. yeah. And who's meaner, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like which, there should be a rule. Like, bees are...
You want to just be simple behavioral
yeah.
rules.
Yeah. Bees
if
are...
it stings you, it's a wasp. Until it stings you, it's a bee.
Yes.
yeah, bees are sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Wasps
they honey.
Are
spicy.
Spops. Yeah, something that rhymes. I feel like everything has to rhyme in order for you to remember it.
You want a mnemonic.
Yeah, I want a mnemonic. There's also like it's also like beer after whiskey before beer.
In the clear.
Have no fear.
Have no fear.
Yeah. What is it? Beer before liquor, never sicker. Yeah.
Right. Beer before liquor, never sicker. Yeah. Okay. I have a thing about this. Beer before liquor, never sicker.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily forget it and say beer after liquor, never sicker. Right. Like it's very easy just to get that part wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Also, it's not true.
that other fact. Yeah.
I think it's amazing how much time people spend like coming up with rules for. What kinds of alcohols and in what order and combinations
yeah.
you
yeah.
have to drink to get hungover or drunk. And it's like, the answer is how much alcohol you consume.
Yes.
How quickly and how much did you eat?
bidet before... bidet before today.
I read the other day that Andre the Giant once drank 119 beers in 6 hours.
Wow. And now he's dead.
Well, he died from a heart problem.
Oh, because his heart grew 3 times.
I'm so grown.
Was right, he the Grinch?
It was right after he stole Christmas.
Oh, no. Andre. what's that?
That's at 30 minutes in. Yeah.
We're at 30 minutes. All along the watchtower.
Yes.
How do you end this podcast?
Yeah,
We end it like with a bang. Like
yeah,
we
do. We usually edit it in post, right? Or do we? What do we do to end it? I feel like we've done sound effects and stuff. Or like
I don't know. I think we. Oh right, no. We talk. We forgot to ask you on the last episode.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But like,
what are you working on?
Yeah, what are you working on, Max?
What am
yeah.
I working on?
Yeah.
What am I working on?
What would you like the public
I
to?
I just quit my job.
Yay! Well, this will come out in like 5 years. So,
So what are you working on 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I'm working on a sex robot.
Oh, you're gonna be late to the game.
Yeah.
It's a Mark III.
Hello, I am Mark III.
This one finally has feelings and can make Hector feel better about himself.
That's
what he wanted this whole time.
Yes. What are you? Is there anything that you would like to advertise? Plug?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm one of the directors of Endgames Improv. You should, if you're not already Games Improv, how did you find this podcast?
On iTunes.
Yeah, on iTunes.
Oh, great, great.
Most likely a family member or a friend of ours.
That's right.
Yeah, look us up. Have some fun if you're in San Francisco.
That's right.
Yeah, and Games Improv. Yeah, we Max is our fearless leader. Also does an amazing show every Friday.
That's right.
That's true. I do.
Your
that.
Fucked up relationship.
I'm in that show at 10:30 every Friday.
10:30 every Friday.
And it's free.
It's free. Yeah.
It's like the best deal in town.
Yeah.
Better than a sex robot for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sex robot prices are dropping though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And soon they're going to be able to network with one another. And then
yes.
Gonna...
And then you'll have robots being interviewed on your fucked up relationship.
Yep.
Oh, that is a good. That's a good idea. That is a good idea for a premise show. Is just have like.
I don't know if I ever am going to want to find out what people do to their sex robots.
I think, you know what, though? I think it's going to be like, because I've heard stories where, like, things turn out to be very mundane, you know? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You end up just wanting to, like, have a normal human relationship
yeah.
where, like, now they're just, like, they have to be there. Like, they have to listen to you when you complain about your day. Maybe that's, I think that's the future. I think
do you have to like future. Plug stamps.com now or anything?
Is mm-hmm. that... Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. We want to like thank rule our
sponsors.
We want to thank our sponsors this week.
yes. Trader Joe's Social Snackers.
Yeah, we've
I almost commented on that.
Yeah, these are it's for entertaining guests. What else did we? There was something else we talked about.
Oh,
we want to plug Westworld.
Oh, you know what we need to plug? We're plugging our show, but no, this is going to come out.
This will never come out.
This will come out after our show. Yeah. So,
most likely this will come out after our show on June.
Do you have like a Facebook page or anything?
We do.
Because then people can just find out when,
when the show was.
The next show.
Yeah, you can watch will have his pictures. Yeah.
It'll be on Plus Five. Yeah, so it'll be on... the 16th, June 16th.
June 16th at 6 p.m. at the Endgames Training Center.
6 p.m. or 6:30?
6 p.m.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'll make sure I'm there.
6 to 7. At the Endgames Training Center, 2081 Mission Street.
That's right.
You'll be able to attend by a VR simulation of the past.
Ooh.
Oh, what if that's the future?
That awesome.
You make improv. Oh, wow. You're not willing to pay $5 to go see improv live,
yes.
But you will buy a VR headset just to watch improv shows.
Somebody sits in the audience and experiences the show. It records all the tactile sensations of sitting in a chair.
Do you think that would be? I mean, because like part of the experience of an improv show is that it's live, right? Like, it's never as good when it's like on film. But VR headset, how does that? What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah,
because now you can like you can shift your
you shift your gaze.
Yeah,
you can pause in the middle of the show and you can jump on stage. Is it? Because I guess it depends on whether it's interactive or not.
Oh.
Like if it's not if it's fully interactive, then you could potentially it becomes like Westworld, like improv world.
Yeah.
Where you just shoot the characters or a space object gun.
Guns, yeah.
And they literally die.
And they actually die. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea for a show, right? Where. It's called Westworld, and like the audience members can at any point. Ruin your show.
Oh, that's good practice.
Yeah, it's a good. I think it's good practice.
Oh, that's a fun premise.
Right.
I like that
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, come check that out sometime soon. But thank you for listening. Download us. No, don't. You've already downloaded us.
Yeah.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Oh, Father's Day. No, it's already passed.
It's already passed.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Wait, was that
time? Happy Thanksgiving.
Next Sunday.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
2018.